欢迎来到卡卡课堂 I'm Jessica 这个周四呢就是感恩节了 Thanksgiving Day 今天分享一句非常棒的话而且非常适合这个节日 We are so often caught up in our destination that we forget to appreciate the journey especially the goodness of the people we meet on the way Appreciation is a wonderful feeling Don't overlook it 我来讲解一下这段话那么首先我们来了解一个短语 Be caught up in something 指的是牵扯进或是卷入的意思那么它第一句是这样的 We are so often caught up in our destination 我们呢经常呢被卷入自己的目的地其实呢它指的是我们过多的专注于自己的目标自己要去的那个目的地怎么样呢 That we forget to appreciate the journey 我们这里用到了 so that 句型太怎么怎么样以至于怎么怎么样我们常常的过于专注自己的目的地以至于忘了欣赏旅途 Appreciate 它第一层意思指的是欣赏的意思但是到后面呢就有变化了我们看下一句 Especially the goodness of the people we meet on the way Especially 尤其怎么样呢 The goodness of the people Goodness 指的是、善良或指的是美德的意思这半句话的意思就是呢尤其是在路上遇到的那些善良的人我们看下一句 Appreciation is a wonderful feeling 这里的 appreciation 呢它就不是欣赏的意思它指的是感激的意思那么感激呢是一种非常美妙的感觉 Don't overlook it Overlook 作为动词它有忽视轻视或是视而不见的意思那么感激呢是一种很美妙的感觉你不要去忽视它这段话整体的中文意思是我们常常专注于我们的目的地以至于忘记了欣赏旅途尤其是在路上遇到那些善良的人感激是一种很美妙的感觉不要忽视它我们再来听一遍英文 We are so often caught up in our destination that we forget to appreciate the journey especially the goodness of the people we meet on the way Appreciation is a wonderful feeling Don't overlook it
确实我们在很多时候呢在奋力达成自己目标的同时我们会遇到很多人有的时候他们不经意间的一些善举呢会让你觉得整个旅途都变得不再暗淡让你觉得原来这个世界呢除了达成自己目标带来那种喜悦之外呢还有另外一种幸福温暖着你的心田接下来呢请结合我们完整的学习笔记来看一下这句话的发音技巧以及断句技巧如果想要专项练习这句话呢可以微信搜索卡卡课堂加入我们早餐英语的会员课程哦我来慢慢读一下这句话注意结合学习笔记哦
We are so often caught up in our destination that we forget to appreciate the journey especially the goodness of the people we meet on the way Appreciation is a wonderful feeling Don't overlook it
所以我们来看一下该怎么来断句呢
We are so often caught up in our destination that we forget to appreciate the journey especially the goodness of the people we meet on the way Appreciation is a wonderful feeling Don't overlook it